This is music from Danilo Perez, recorded live from Central America, the place where two continents meet, Panama. Welcome to The Checkout, also a podcast from WBGO. Subscribe to us on iTunes. I'm Simon Rettner. Danilo Perez is much more than just a pianist. He's an educator, an urban developer, a proprietor of his own jazz club, Danilo's Club, in the heart of old Panama City. And recently, his country bestowed him the official title of cultural ambassador. And that's where we are today, at the Panama Jazz Festival, where Danilo Perez will give us a quick history lesson of music from his country, plus share our exclusive recordings from the Panama Jazz Festival itself. Danilo Perez, with the Puerto Rican pop star Danny Rivera, and the pianist with some of his finest students from Berklee College of Music in Boston. And we hear Perez's Grammy-nominated recording, Panama Blues, where he combines folkloric peasant music with jazz. This is The Checkout. Thanks for checking in. I'm Simon Rettner for The Checkout and Jazz Night in America at the Panama Jazz Festival, sitting here with somebody from Panama, but not just anybody. Don't let his 50 years of wisdom deceive you. Danilo Perez is a child. He is one of three children of the light. In translation, that's a disciple of the legendary Wayne Shorter, yes, and his quartet for 15 years. And with that direct relationship to jazz royalty, some might say, myself, that is, he's building a jazz empire of his own in Panama. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome the artistic director, the composer, the pianist, the maestro, the educator, Danilo Perez, to The Checkout. Hey, Danilo.
Great to be here, Simon. Welcome to Panama.
Having worked in New York for many years and working specifically with one major player there, I'm sure we both know him very well, Wynton Marsalis, the trumpeter,
yes,
and what he has built in New York City. Todd Barkin, one of his program directors, has a nickname for him. He calls him King. So what do we call you, Danilo Perez, in Panama?
The ambassador. I'm the cultural ambassador of Panama. That's how they call me, the ambassador.
Is that official or unofficial?
It's official. The cultural ambassador of Panama. They gave me that title last year.
Describe everything that you do here.
We have a foundation that uses music to change people's life. I'm the president of that foundation. We also run the Panama Jazz Festival, which is the event that's how we fundraise for the foundation. And then we have also a club now that it is completely cycled. So the foundation creates all the programs, educational programs to help people build their life through music. And then the Panama Jazz Festival helps us to fundraise for that. And then the club is the end of the cycle where they can showcase their talent.
What's the club?
It's called Danilo Jazz Club in the Casco Viejo at the American Trade Hotel.
A gorgeous hotel.
It's a fantastic hotel. It's an hotel that has a lot of significance for us because it's in a landmark area, part of the heritage of UNESCO. And this hotel embodies the history of Panama in many ways, actually.
The Danilo impression in Panama in terms of direct contact with the people living here. How many people do you think you communicate with in a year?
We touch around 30,000 people here with the work that we do annually.
Wow. What do you think when you're compared to Wynton Marsalis?
Wynton is a brother, is an older brother to me, and somebody who I admire, learn from, and respect tremendously. And also, the experience I had with him actually has been a revelation in my life because up to the time that I play with him, I found the connections of jazz and my own heritage, where Panamanian music, which was playing the monk music with him, because he has an approach of the New Orleans, the new way of playing that music, and that connected me, the Caribbean. And that's, I have a tremendous gratitude in many ways, as an educator, as a player, as an entrepreneur. I just adore him. And this year he came to Panama. You know, they were going on a trip to Venezuela. They got stuck at the airport, and it was amazing. It was history, having that band in the club, at the foundation, working for the community, for the university, man. I can tell you, it's history. That was history.
Let's listen to Danilo Perez with Wynton Marsalis live. Danilo Perez joins us at the Panama Jazz Festival on the checkout and for Jazz Night in America. When Randy Weston came back to his homecoming, one of his homecomings, I know he identifies with Morocco and Africa, but he does have Panamanian roots and he is being honored at the 2016 festival. But when he was here in 2006, I believe, the first time he came back to Panama, he met Martin Torrijo, the president then of Panama. And in that conversation, the president told Randy Weston that jazz is Panama's music.
Absolutely. Panama has been a hidden treasure. A lot of the history that a lot of people don't know, starting from Louis Russell, who was the famous orchestra that Louis Armstrong became famous with. He was the director. And he was from Bocas del Toro. Sonny White was the pianist in the famous recording for Billie Holiday called Strange Fruit. Billy Coban, you know, drummer, extraordinary. Sheila Jordan told me that Duke Jordan was from Panama.
Santi
DiBriano, yes, Santi DiBriano.
Bass
Mauricio
player.
Smith. Carlos Ward, saxophone. Carlos Garnett, saxophone. Ramon Morrison played with Art Blakey. And you keep on, there's a huge list of people that people don't connect. Eric Dolphy, he was conceived in Panama. They moved to L.A., but his father was from Panama.
So something that's remarkable to me is Louis Russell, his story, obviously, for very obvious reasons.
Yeah.
In the early, he's in the thick of jazz at its height of popularity.
Absolutely.
And his skill level is so high for the mid-1920s to know this music of jazz. How is that possible that somebody that is not from the States, that is from Panama, could play jazz at such a high level in that time period?
Remember, the history of jazz is also connected to the canal, the way, you know, the same time. You know, we have been connected by an umbilical cord for many years. So there was a lot of jazz in Panama in the early 20s too. Panama was jazz. Panama was a connection with New Orleans, a strong connection from the early times. Out of the Latin Americans, I would say that that's the most connection with the history of jazz, you know. The proof is in the cake, you know, like Roy Haynes told me that he came to New York.
The drummer.
Because, yeah, the drummer, because Louis Russell, the legend Roy Haynes, he came to New York because Louis Russell bought him a one-way ticket. So he came to New York because of a Panamanian. Isn't that amazing?
Heard Panama by the legendary Louis Russell on the Checkout and Jazz Night in America. I'm speaking with Danilo Perez at the 2016 Panama Jazz Festival. Who is Danny Rivera? Danilo Perez?
Danny Rivera, you know, he's a symbol of hope. He's a singer, amazing, power of fountain of energy, source. Somebody to me that was very crucial in my life, because when I was 14, I had the pleasure to accompany him. And he was, as his prime, you know, he was so famous everywhere in Latin America. He came to Panama, the promoter saw me on the piano at 14 years old and said, get that kid off the piano, man. What is this? It's not a joke. And he came and said, wait a minute, don't throw him in away yet. Don't throw him in. Let him be there. Let's see what he got. So I play a song and he said, he can do it. Keep him there. So I remember him, that experience, because those are the kind of experience that live in our heart, that live in our history. And I imagine what would have happened if he would have had thrown me out of the piano, like, you're too young, you can't accompany me. I wouldn't be here now. Probably that's the truth.
And for our American listeners, Danny Rivera is also one of the biggest Latin pop stars.
Yes.
And we were talking about how he sort of sounds like Frank
Absolutely.
Sinatra.
Absolutely. He's got that energy.
So let's pick one tune from your duet with him at the Panama Jazz Festival that you would like our listeners to hear.
Historia de un amor. We played this song last night at the gala concert. With Danny Rivera and I, we play this song, we improvise on this piece, and I would love to hear it again because I don't remember what happened.
Usted fue la culpable de todas mis angustias, de todos mis quebrantos. Usted llenó mi vida de dulces inquietudes y amargos desencantos. Tu amor es como un grito que llevo aquí en mi alma y aquí en mi corazón. Y sé que aunque no quiera, juguete de tus ojos, juguete de tu amor. Con mis penas ni con mis sentimientos, es lo único que tengo. Usted es mi esperanza, mi única esperanza. Comprenda de una vez que usted me desespera y mata. Y hasta la vida diera por vencer el miedo de besarla a usted. La, 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 la. usted llenó mi vida y aquí en mi corazón usted llenó mi vida de dulces inquietudes y amargos desencantos. Usted es mi esperanza, mi única esperanza. Comprenda de una vez que usted me desespera, me mata, me enloquece. Ser el miedo de besarla a usted, que usted me desespera, me mata, me enloquece, y hasta la vida diera por vencer el miedo de besarla a usted, a usted, a usted, a usted. No, no sé si doy para tanta.
Danilo Perez with Danny Rivera here on the Checkout and Jazz Night in America at the 2016 Panama Jazz Festival. Danilo Perez has a new record called Children of the Light. It features John Patitucci and Brian Blade, three quarters of the Wayne Shorter Quartet. We're going to hear the lead tune from that recording, Children of the Light, performed live at the Panama Jazz Festival. This tune's kind of got a lot of angst in this tune.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, it's a story. It's like, it's the stuff that we learned with Wayne about the through composed type of playing. It's having an idea being developed and then taking chances, which is something we have practiced with Wayne. The idea of transcending music and humanity, like development, human development through music. So Children of Delight is a piece that started with a children idea, you know. Don't. And it develops and it keeps going. And you have to find yourself as you are doing it. And I think that is appropriate for the feeling of what's happening, you know, at the festival, and also the invitation we have for the other students that are going to be playing too.
Thank you.
which you just heard right there, our recording from the 2016 Panama Jazz Festival with Danilo Perez on piano, the band leader, Samuel Batista on saxophone, John Patitucci on bass, Anthony Fung on drums, Edmar Colon on saxophone, Roni Ayton on harmonica, and Oscar Cruz percussion, also a Panamanian musician. Roni, Edmar, Anthony, and Samuel all make up the Berklee Global Jazz Institute, a performance program Danilo Perez runs from Berklee College of Music in Boston. How does jazz bring people together in Panama?
I have some experiences how jazz brings people together. One of them, and the most powerful, has been December 20th, 1989. I was supposed to give a concert. I came back for the first time. My concert was going to be December 22nd, and USA invaded Panama in 1989, December 20th. And I was here with Jordi Rossi and Ray Parker on drums. And believe it or not, after the week after the war started, basically, after 1 week, I decided if we're going to die, because when you hear all those explosions and stuff, that was pretty amazing. I decided, let's die playing music. And we went to a club, and we were all afraid, put people from different political views and people who were pro-USA, against USA. We brought them together really close in a club. And man, there was so much energy. And I play like if it's the last day, I'm gonna die. And you know what? When we started improvising, the feeling of that music brought everybody together. There wasn't one fight, one argument, and it convinced me completely that music brings people together, and that's what we should do forever.
That's an incredible story, Danilo Perez. The colonial powers of the United States has had a long history of, shall we say, whitewashing the culture and music from Panama. So it's a little bit ironic that jazz, an American-born art form, would do the opposite.
It's a great point, and it also a testament of the meaning of jazz, which is a platform to bring people together. The greatest tool for diplomacy, the voice of freedom, the voice of the slave that came to America. And it shows that the slave not only arrived in the United States, they arrived in Panama. And this is what jazz does for us. It's the possibility of the better world.
Sweet of the Americas is a tune. You were commissioned to write a tune for the Chicago Jazz Festival.
That's right. So this is appropriate too, because it symbolizes what Panama is in a way, center of diversity, center of musical diversity. And it would be completely appropriate for the occasion to present the piece again. Thank you.
colonialism on this planet is definitely, let's just say, it's happened more than once.
Yeah.
What specifically did the Americans do that you, a story that you can tell that represents how the Panamanian voice was muted?
The part of the colonization that is difficult to manage is when you take away the culture of people. And in Panama, one of the things that has been, I would say, a saving grace was the fact that the colonization was geographically was in one area. It wasn't all over Panama. So in a way, that gave us a chance to keep creating our identity and keep creating our ideas about how to develop our country. And that's why you find Panamanian culture. Because right here where you are, where the festival is, it used to be an R&B base where a lot of things were happening. And this was a place that I could never visit. Like, I could never be here where we are doing this interview. This is very emotional for us to be able to come in and come in the form that jazz brings people together. See, that's the key here, that jazz is a possibility. It's the ultimate possibility for changes. And that we have been able to build a story with the United States so positive through jazz, at the same time so challenging through human relationship. So what we should do is apply what we learn in the jazz improvisation, in the quartet, to the way we relate a human, and we would have a better relationship. And I think that's what the Panama Jazz Festival is bringing to the table. My whole philosophy is being around Wayne, grabbing everything that I can from him and putting it into my own perspective of what is the ultimate purpose of my life. And he's a father now. He's a father figure in many ways, and a guru and everything. But give meaning to what we do. You know, he said, Danilo, write and play music the way you want the world to be.
Perez, what is Mejorama music, and have you ever participated in any of these ceremonies?
Oh, Mejorana. You know, Mejorana music is the peasant music of Panama that embodies a lot of improvisation. You know, they choose certain topics. It's done by two singers, basically, who are going at it. And they choose the themes depending on the kind of, you know, mood. Every different rhythm and every different improvisation has a mood. So they decide to talk about love, and they start going improvising. I don't really get in that. I can't do that. I do that with my piano. But those guys are jazz musicians, you know. I did an experiment in a record called Central Avenue where I had a Mejorana singer sing Panama blues on top of this.
Raul
Vidal.
So you've never, like, drank with the singers?
I had to get drunk when we were doing... No, I didn't get drunk. No, I had to bring some alcohol because that's how they get inspired by. So they told me, the guy did a couple improvisations. He's like, it's not happening yet. You need to get me some rum. So I went out and got some rum for him. And he, man, after the first bottle, he was flying. And that's the cut that we use in the record.
Let's listen to that. Danilo Perez, Panama Blues, from his Grammy-nominated recording, Central Avenue. Thank you so much for talking about all this stuff on the Checkout and Jazz Night in America.
It's a privilege to be here, Simon. I truly enjoy it.
That's Panama Blues featuring the Panamanian folk singer Raul Vital with the pianist Danilo Perez from his 1998 recording Central Avenue, Grammy nominated, featuring the drummer Jeff Tane Watts and another child of the light, bassist John Patitucci. We thank so much for the pianist Danilo Perez for inviting us to his 2016 Panama Jazz Festival. If you want to see more, well, go to NPR Music and check out our Jazz Night in America program hosted by Christian McBride. We go to Danilo's Panama Jazz Festival, to the old city of Panama City, to Danilo's Jazz Club, and bring you more great recordings from the festival and amazing stories of Danilo's foundation and bringing some of the children from impoverished neighborhoods of Panama and teaching them music and essentially saving their lives. I would like to thank Berklee College of Music for also making this special edition of the Checkout happen. Michael Borghita, Rob Hayes, and the staff of the Panama Jazz Festival for their excellent recordings on the ground. Special thanks to Sarah Gilletti and Lydia Liebman. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.